as Mount Zion, and particularly what here, what I want you to see here is this is the sides of the north is associated with the place where the presence of God is. Now we'll look at Isaiah, speaking of Lucifer. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will set also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Now, I hope you were here for the last presentation and we took time to identify the messages that I present, that they are built upon an understanding from Daniel 11, 40 to 45, which is a story about the King of the North. And we identify the King of the North as the papacy and how he returns to power at the end of the world and finally comes to his end in those verses. And this passage in Isaiah is one of the connections with the King of the North in Daniel 11, 40 to 45, his relationship to Lucifer, the desire to rule the world religiously. But as we look at Daniel 11, 40 to 45 and some of the earlier studies that we don't have time to look at, there is one prophetic truth that we identify and we emphasize a great deal. We won't have time to emphasize it here, but I at least want to share it with you, and you may see why in a moment, that there are certain powers in Bible prophecy. For instance, the United States is identified as the false prophet of Revelation 13. The dragon of Revelation 16 is spiritualism. The beast of Revelation 13, Revelation 16, is Catholicism. You also have God's power, his church on earth. But when you look at these powers closely in Bible prophecy, each one of these powers has two aspects. This is the part I want you to see, but we won't have a great deal of time on it. And what I mean by that is each of these powers of Bible prophecy have a political aspect and they have a religious aspect. The United States, politically, is a republic or a democracy. That's how it governs. It's the religion of the United States is Protestantism. Catholicism, of course, its religion is Catholicism, the beast power. But it governs not by a republicanism or democracy. Catholicism is your classic kingly power. It's a monarchy. Its political side is a monarchy. Its religion is Catholicism. The dragon power, when you look at it closely, its religious side is spiritualism. And its political side is socialism. It's not a democracy, nor is it a kingly power. Each of these powers in Bible prophecy have a political and a religious aspect. And we haven't time to look at that, but